the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. I am Brandt. Producer Sherry is here too, and whether she is prepared for this or not, I am plowing ahead with the octagon.
You can stop right there, because that actually describes the show. Whether
really?
She's prepared or not, I'm plowing ahead, period.
I guess it kind of does.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah.
it. That's all that anyone needs to know.
This is the, whether she's prepared or not, I'm plowing ahead, period, show. You know, one thing that's totally awesome, I didn't want to say awesome, but you know what? Awesome, I just say it. It just keeps coming up. I know I should look at some synonyms.
Mm-hmm.
What's totally grand about radio? Yeah. I know it doesn't sound like that.
Yeah, awesome was better. Go ahead.
You know what's awesome about radio? Really, it really is. We're not talking to a crowd right now. We're talking to you. We're talking with you.
Mm.
So it's Sherry, me, and you. Because people don't get together in a big crowd. Think about it. You listen one person at a time or maybe two or three tops.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get into a big crowd and listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I like that if people
sure,
did that? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
Oh,
that
oh,
would,
yeah.
That would say something about the show. But
they don't. And it doesn't.
And they're not.
And you won't.
And we know that.
Yeah, and that's fine. It really is. So a piece with that. But it makes it so much more personal.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that we need reminders. So let us, Sherry and Brandt, take the opportunity to tell you personally that you are incredibly significant, and it has nothing to do with your job. Nothing. Or your lack of job, or your whatever, your student performance, or your... And I know, like, if you're already a Christian, for instance, you know that. But still, yeah, you can know something, but you have to be reminded. Just like my wife wants to hear, I love you more than once. You know, like, you still want to be told. So we just can remind each other. Like, your significance is because the one who knit you together obviously has such high regard for you that he's willing to sacrifice everything for you. Like, so it's good to remind each other of that. And this isn't for a crowd. This is actually for you if you can internalize it. Like, I'm still working on it too, by the way. I need people to tell me that too. Funny thing about the Bible. You hear people talk about the Bible. It's really irrelevant. It really just doesn't. I mean, it's a couple thousand years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how does that apply? I mean, come on. Enough of your fairy tales from back in the day. Yeah, something interesting happened. If you go on Amazon.com and you look for Bibles, you won't find any anymore. If you live in China, the most populous country in the world, if they go on Amazon, they can't order Bibles.
Wow.
Because the government said, no Bibles for you. Now, you can order other religious texts, pretty mm-hmm. much every other one, but not the Bible. So it's kind of weird because it's like, if it's irrelevant, why would the 1.4 billion people in that country, the people who are in charge...
Don't want them reading that.
Don't want them reading that. People who want all those people to think they're the ones who are in charge
mm-hmm.
don't want all those people reading that irrelevant book. It's so irrelevant. The most populous nation in the country doesn't want you to get it on Amazon. Pretty excited about this. Sherry.
Yeah. All right, Jacob. I have Jacob on the phone. Jacob, I have to warn you, Brandt has a lab coat on and some goggles mm-hmm. and, yeah, mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Brandt is here then.
I have a special thing.
Oh, no, Jacob.
No,
okay.
No biasing.
No biasing.
This
okay.
is important.
All right, Jacob.
Jason, we're going to do some scientific stuff here.
Oh, dear.
Seriously.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to do a little survey after I strap my accordion on it, very brief. But there's a study out, which is so interesting, and I want to, this is kind of like peer reviewing somebody else's literature.
Sure.
But they say if you want a mood boost, you should listen to sad music.
Mm.
And if the tears fall, then you will actually feel better.
Because you're purging yourself of the sadness?
I guess so.
Well, we don't know if Jacob is in a bad or a sad mood. Are you, Jacob?
No.
Okay, that's what we want.
Oh, okay.
So then I'm going to help, though.
Help him. Be
if you
want
to, but just yeah.
Okay.
So this is to help you purge, all right? My music helps people purge.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, here, hang on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a little piece of some sad music.
What was that, Old Man River?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how close are you to crying? I have a clipboard here, and I got a lab coat on and goggles.
Definitely 10. I'm very sad now.
Thank you. I am too. Okay. I am too, Jacob.
On a scale of 1 to 6, how moved were you?
6.
6, thank you.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Very noted.
Select not happy, moderately happy, extremely happy after the playing of this piece. Not happy, moderately happy, extremely happy.
Not happy because I was sad.
Yeah, he was sad. Okay. You were trying to make us sad, right?
Supposed to be a mood boost, though, when you cried at sad.
That's what I was trying to tell you, is that...
All right, it's all right, but it's noted.
Noted, okay.
I'll submit this data.
Okay, that accordion music made him sad. And me too.
It made you sad. It made everybody sad. Mission accomplished. So, thanks for... Science marches on.
Yes, it does.
Some interesting science you should be aware of. If you work on a higher floor, then you're more willing to take risks, it says. Risky behavior.
Risky behavior is equated with a higher floor.
If you work on a higher floor. And they've done it with like financial decisions up the floor. They found that the brokers at the top are more...
Take more risks than the
getting a little crazy with it.
Up there on the 13th floor.
I buy it.
Okay, you do?
Yeah.
And all I have to do, honestly, look at Lord of the Rings. Hobbits, where are they? Low to the ground. Mm-hmm. They're very, like, close to the vest, don't take risks. I mean, that's just how the Bagginses are, for instance. But the orcs, which are fallen elves, I mean, we know that, but they're like 6-7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And look at the risky behavior they engage in. I mean, all that.
I'm not a Lord of the Rings, like, super fan, so I'm not sure. But
take my word for it. This proves it. This proves their thesis.
But what I remember about it, the hobbits are the ones that went on that journey for the ring, right?
That was remarkable.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't normally do that. Again, it's pulling somebody.
But they did explore.
The point is, the science and Tolkien all come together seamlessly.
I don't think
That's my point. Harry.
Yes.
This is why it's so awesome.
Okay, I believe you.
This is why Lord of the Rings is such an amazing story, because it applies to all of us.
How so, Brant?
Because we were just... I'm going to take you at face value.
Did I really want to know?
You really want to know. Because the fact that the hobbits is... The hobbits weren't adventurous people. They were the opposite.
Okay.
And yet, they went on a great adventure.
Okay.
And Frodo was entrusted with the ring. But he was from a family that specifically was like the most conservative in terms of how they lived their lives.
Right.
Like they didn't do crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's such a great story. Because anybody can relate to that, regardless of where you are.
Mm-hmm.
On the, you know, whether you're somebody who's totally unlikely to do something heroic, maybe you're the one who needs to do it.
Okay.
So, see?
Yeah, I see.
Kind of inspiring. See? You do see.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to watch that movie again.
Well, read the books.
Can I just watch the movie? They made the movie so we wouldn't have to read the book.
Yes, I know. This may be shocking, you should know some people have referred to me as the... What do they refer to me as? What's his name? the Colin McGregor of radio.
Who is Colin McGregor?
I think that's the guy's name. He's the UFC guy.
Okay.
Perhaps
people have referred to you as the UFC guy.
No, they've referred to me as a Colin McGregor
of
trivia. That's what they've said.
And they did?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's why we do this thing called the Octagon of Knowledge. Sarah, you want to do this?
Sure. I hope so.
Well, basically what it is I have on my MMA stuff. including Affliction t-shirt and...
It's a unitard.
It's not a unitard.
Goes over the right
shoulder.
Why would
I wear that? It's not wrestling.
And then you have your boots to go up to the knees.
No, I'm not wearing that. Okay. Anyway, we're in an octagon and we take on each other, but it's a knowledge showdown. We just have to be the first one to answer 3 questions correctly and you win.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Now, I will give you a warning. I'm really good at this. And I'm not cheating.
No, he's not cheating. He has not seen the questions.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. How many arms, tentacles, or limbs does a squid have?
8?
8.
No.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
That was cheating.
Okay, yes. Forget that. Okay.
I do cheat, apparently. Yeah, nix that one.
And not even well.
What was it? Six?
It was 10.
10.
Yes.
Interesting.
Which Shakespeare play features Shylock?
Merchant of Venice.
Yes. What is the capital city of Spain?
Madrid.
Ooh. Okay, Sari, you still there?
Yeah,
she's staggering. She's staggering.
Okay.
Go back to like the squid question. I can do that one.
That's more your speed. All right, let's see what else we have here. What is the world's longest river?
The Amazon.
Well, there's three. Oh, Sarah, man.
I didn't even stand a chance.
And he knew that.
I was all conference in Scholastic Bowl. I don't talk about it that much on the air.
Which is why we do it here. It's a showdown of knowledge.
Yeah.
You have a good time?
Well, at least I'm not the one with the unitard on, though, so that's okay.
Okay. So we're going to do that. So when we lose, we lash out and try to mock my unitard. That's what we do.
Oh, no. It was, it's very flattering.
It is flattering. Yep. Right over the right shoulder. Perfect.
We're all busy. We got stuff going on, this thing, that thing. And something happens a lot, which is we complain about our jobs. We're running around so fast. Well, if I didn't have to go to work this, and I'll work. And you know what? Work's good. I know. It's like hard for me to even hear that because given on any given day, I would be like, well, be nice to stay home. But writ large, like over the course of a lifetime, I love what Tim Keller writes about work stuff. But one thing he said is, it's true that at the end of life, nobody's like, oh, I wish I would have spent more time at the office. That's true. But you might say, you know what? I should have poured myself into what I was doing. It would have made life a lot better. Like, as long as I was doing that thing, 40, 50, 60 hours a week, whatever it was, 30, 20, whatever. Like, I should have brought all my passion to bear on that. As long as I'm doing it, let me do the best I can with it. Hello, my name is Brant Hansen, and sometimes
you
emotionally
have to share and care.
Excuse me? My goodness.
I thought that's where you're going. Is that not where you're going? Sometimes you have to share and care and step back and reflect on the caring and sharing.
I'm trying to do like a...
I'm sorry, I get it. Okay.
Emotive thing.
I was going to help along. I'm sorry.
Inspiring.
I'll step back.
Sometimes when we share... And we care. We have to. Oh, sorry.
Oh, man.
Just been interrupted by breaking animal news. Well. I've just been handed this. When animal news breaks out, we break in with the animal news.
It just broke out.
Broke out. Sure. And you know what?
Have you had it? Are you fed up?
That does it, folks.
The anchor is fed up.
That's it. Because you're beating me. Everything I'm about to say, my own producer's jumping in and saying. The thing.
I'm sorry.
No. This,
forget it.
Sorry. We'll do it a little bit. So before we got interrupted there, we were going to do breaking animal news. I try to keep people apprised of the animal news that is breaking. And this is really good news. You should have a pet. Mm-hmm. Have a dog.
Okay.
Because pets will save your life in so many ways. One way, they say, according to Australian researchers, dog or cat owners have lower cholesterol levels.
Okay.
Because just laughing and playing with your animal fights daily stress.
Mm-hmm.
Pets lower your blood pressure. According to another study, blah, 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 blah. Blood pressure dropped an impressive 50%. You stay fit because you do a little more activity. Maybe walking the dog.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you with allergies. Kids who are raised around pets have fewer allergies as they grow up.
Hmm.
People with pets make fewer trips to the doctor than non-pet owners, especially true of seniors, who report as much as 50% fewer health problems only a month after adopting a cat or a dog.
You know what?
Pets are good.
This is actually a half-decent breaking animal news update.
Wow, thank you.
I don't even know what to do with it. It's amazing. This is actually helpful.
I'm going to accept that as a compliment, a positive review. Wow, this is actually a half decent. I'll take it.
Somewhat helpful.
Thanks. Doesn't get talked about very much, but it really is true. The culture has really changed. I mean, I say it doesn't get talked much like in this kind of a forum, like among Christian believers a lot of times just like, just plow ahead, like everything's the same. It's not. The culture has totally flipped the last bunch of years. And you know what is awesome? Is the New Testament is for times when Christians are marginalized. Mm. So I'm not saying that's necessarily happened yet, but it's, I think we could see it's working that way.
I was going to say, we're going in that direction.
Yeah. Marginal, just going, not the majority, mm-hmm. not the people saying, here's how our society's going to work. Mm-hmm. And boy, there's a lot of great stuff in the New Testament just for that, about loving enemies, about praying for them, mm-hmm. about being for them, about loving our neighbors in the midst of it. And even if you are treated unfairly, like let's say real stuff happens, it's just totally unjust because of your belief in Christ. This happens to people around the world, mm-hmm. but there's a whole lot in there about that. And it takes on new meaning. And it's a good reminder, we are supposed to be the weird ones. And we're going to be regarded that way if we are who we're supposed to be, kind of to be expected. So we know what happens, and maybe you've already written a letter. I was talking about how weird Christians should be, how weird we are, and I think we're supposed to be. And but it's not new. It's not like just new, and like the whole world has treated Christians in a certain way since the early Christians, mm-hmm. because it's weird to believe in a higher authority that's not us, higher than the government. That's weird. It's weird to confess your own rebellion. That's very strange. To practice contentment, whether you're rich or poor, to guard how we use our bodies. My goodness, that's totally countercultural. And it's not just now. It's like all sorts of cultures over time. Being radically generous, radically forgiving, loving our enemies is really weird. If we do this, we will be weird. Instead of mocking them, we will be the weird ones. And again, I think it's okay. I think we're made to be weird in that way and have people go, what is up with them?
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.